Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rutman. Two people died in an accident early Monday morning near Kansas City.
According to Independence Police, a Chevrolet Equinox was eastbound on Interstate 70, just west of Interstate 470. The SUV left the roadway, struck a rock embankment, and was redirected back onto the roadway as it overturned. An eastbound Ford F-150 struck the Equinox as it was overturned to the roadway. An uninvolved motorist exited his vehicle and was struck as he tried to assist with a crash. One occupant from the Equinox suffered fatal injuries on the scene. The uninvolved motorist also suffered fatal injuries on the scene as well. The Equinox was a reported stolen vehicle from Kansas City.
Some students at Alpha Epsilon Phi at the University of Kansas are devastated. On Sunday, an Israeli flag that flew outside of their fraternity house was stolen and left shredded. The Lawrence, Kansas Police Department is investigating. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP.
iPhone 15 Pro on Verizon.
This holiday, trade in any iPhone in any condition for the new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium, Apple TV 4K, and 6 months of Apple One. All on us with Unlimited Ultimate. Go to your local Verizon store now. 6 months of Apple One, then $10 per month. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Apple TV 4K and Apple One offers require eligible phone purchase with activation on Unlimited Ultimate. Additional terms and conditions apply. Visit Verizon.com for details.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. On Monday, Governor Kelly announced that more than $1.6 million has been awarded to Kansas to prevent family, domestic, and dating violence, to support victims of such violence, and to increase non-custodial parents' time with their children safely. The funds were granted by the Federal Health and Human Services for the Family Violence Prevention and Services Act, or FVPSA, and the Federal State Access and Visitation Program. Governor Kelly said that it's imperative that they do everything that they can to ensure access and support for survivors of domestic violence, and the programs being funded are critical to the safety and well-being of the survivors and families impacted by those situations. The FVPSA grants provide funds to domestic violence programs that ensure free services are available 24 hours a day for domestic violence victims and their children. And the programs also provide shelter, support groups, crisis intervention, advocacy in obtaining protection orders, transportation, and prevention education in schools and communities. The Federal State Access and Visitation Program grants provide funds to increase non-custodial parents' access to and time with their children and provide services that benefit both parents with safeguards to minimize the risk of family violence for program participants. The Federal State Access and Visitation Program funded agencies provide on-site supervision, exchange monitoring, therapeutic supervision, recording observations of visits, referrals to other services, and educational parenting classes. The Ellis County Sheriff's Office is investigating a hunting incident after a person suffered a gunshot injury at an enrolled walk-in hunting program area near 300th Avenue and Catherine Road in rural Ellis County. A witness at the scene told deputies that he and the 70-year-old victim were hunting when someone shot a rifle multiple times at a deer decoy that had been placed in the pasture near a waterway. The victim was struck in the face with one of the bullets and was transported to the hospital with a non-life-threatening injury to the face. After further investigation, deputies arrested an Ellis County man for aggravated battery with a weapon and numerous hunting-related violations. The Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism is assisting with the investigation. Many Kansans have continued concerns about when the state's online court system will be back up and running, and state lawmakers recently were briefed by the Kansas judiciary system on how long the process might take. IT Committee Chair, Kansas State Representative Kyle Hoffman, said he doesn't think it'll be a year, but he thinks it could be well into next year before it's really totally back up. He said he believes they're trying to be careful to make sure that when they do go back online, they don't get hit again. The e-court system being down still is causing numerous headaches. For example, those wanting to pay a fine or fee online get a message that the Kansas District Court Public Access Portal is offline, and this requires people to pay cash or check in person. Special counsel to Chief Justice Marla Luckert, Marissa Bayless, said the judicial branch is still in the process of examining the online court system and making sure it's secure, and they want that to be done as quickly as possible, though Bayless said the priority right now is safety. Hoffman said there could be some good to come out of the situation in that other cybersecurity issues may now be easier to identify, and hopefully a lot of those issues are being taken care of now. The state said if Kansans had personal information compromised, they'll be notified personally, and so far there's no indication into what led to the breach. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
The first apply free days start today, November 7th, and will run until November 9th, when Kansas residents can apply to any state undergraduate program free of charge. It's hoped that this Kansas Board of Regents initiative will remove a financial barrier for people applying to Kansas higher education institutions, as regardless of age or income, Kansas residents can apply for free to any state public university, community college, technical college, and private member institutions of the Kansas Independent College Association. Fort Hays State University's Director of Admissions, John Armstrong, said applying at Fort Hays State University is relatively simple, and there are a lot of different ways that students can apply to Fort Hays and not have to worry about the $30 application fee. He said, in addition to the apply free days, Fort Hays State University has historically offered application fee waivers for students attending Fort Hays State University admission events at their local high schools, campus visits, and Fort Hays State University recruitment events. Armstrong said he hopes that apply free days will encourage students who hadn't considered higher education to explore the opportunities. And the hope is also that students will gain more access to scholarships, with Armstrong saying that they're more than willing to help any student apply and show them how the application process works, because the goal is to provide an opportunity for students to understand that access to higher education is not as difficult as they think it might be. For anyone interested in applying to Fort Hays State University, the process is relatively simple. An online form is available, and the Fort Hays State University Office of Admission can provide further information by calling 785-628-5666. The USDA has reported that the corn and soybean harvest is nearing the finish line in Kansas. 94% of corn has been harvested, ahead of the five-year average of 90%. Soybeans harvested was 88% on Sunday, ahead of 78% on average. And sunflowers harvested reached 79% completion, ahead of the five-year average of 70%. The USDA said the pasture and range conditions are rated 11% good to excellent. The students in the member schools of the Kansas State High School Activities Association, or KSHSAA, benefit from the privilege of participating in high school activities, and this is possible due to the result of the hard work and sacrifice of many, including those who defend our freedom through military service. So, in honor of those veterans and active military men and women, the KSHSAA is pleased to provide complimentary admission to all sectional championship football games to be played on November 9th and 10th. Active military, veterans, and one guest are invited to watch Kansas student athletes participating in playoff football at no charge. Bill Faflick said that this is just one small way that they can say thank you and help recognize those in communities around the state at one of their biggest community events, playoff football. He said their goal is to honor those who are serving and those who have served, recognizing they can never fully repay the sacrifice made by those who protect our country and our freedom. Sectional football may take place either Thursday or Friday based on facility availability, and host schools may also honor veterans or active military in other ways on game day. Any active military or veteran and one guest will be admitted free of charge simply by showing their driver's license, which has a seal indicating the person is a veteran and signifying service. If the individual has not renewed their license in the last couple of years, a veteran ID card or any proof of identification is acceptable. The National Sorghum Producers, or NSP, are now accepting entries for the 2023 National Sorghum Yield Contest. State and national winners are selected from contestants split into east and west regions for each division, which includes irrigated, dry land no-till, dry land tillage, and one overall winner for food grade. And the entry deadline for the 2023 National Sorghum Yield Contest is November 15th. National and state winners will be recognized at the 2024 Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas. To find the entry form, the 2023 Yield Contest rules, and more information, interested contestants can visit sorghumgrowers.com/yield-contest or call 806-749-3478. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
At First State Bank, they pride themselves on offering a wide range of services tailored to meet your needs. Need a loan for a new car? They got you covered with competitive rates. Want a savings account for a child's future? First State Bank will make that easy for you. First State Bank has a commitment to their customers and believe in building long-lasting relationships. They promise to take the time to understand your financial goals. Experience the difference of banking with a trusted friend. First State Bank, with locations in Norton, Plainville, Hill City, and Hoxie. Member FDIC.
Precision under pressure. That's what area students and athletes strive for every day. And Natoma Manufacturing Corporation strives to produce the highest quality products, along with great communication in their drive to achieve their goals. Natoma Manufacturing Corporation wishes the best for all of the area students and athletes this school year and wherever they are going in life. Good luck and have fun out there from Natoma Manufacturing Corporation, located on East Highway 36 in Norton.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Uncertain global grain market developments pose major challenges to analysts trying to forecast market prospects. Gary Crawford has the details.
There's always new data to comb through, new issues to try to figure out, and this month is no exception.
USDA Outlook Board Chairman Mark Jackanowski talking about this Thursday's new round of forecasts for crop supplies, exports, domestic use, stocks, and prices, which Mark says could be affected by a range of uncertain issues, such as recently
a pretty strong surge in U.S. exports of soybean meal, and that has supported the markets for soybean meal and therefore also, you know, the prices of soybeans to some degree.
But will that continue, and if so, to what extent? Also, experts are watching crop conditions in South America. Meanwhile, in another part of the world,
there's still continues to be a lot of uncertainty with regard to Ukraine's ability to export.
We'll get USDA's latest take on all of this Thursday, noon Eastern Time. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And USDA announced the Emergency Relief Program for 2022. 10 months after the funding was initially signed into law. But the national sorghum producers say there are two major flaws in the program that make it a disaster itself. First, USDA established a progressive payment factor to fit total payments within a budget that will severely harm full-time farm families. NSP says the progressive requirement will actually cut deepest on those who face the largest losses. Second, although the law requires producer-paid premiums to be netted out for all producers, USDA's new ERP only nets out such premiums for underserved farmers. This is the Kansas
Ag Network. What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. One more day of very warm weather across our state today. Then we have cold front dropping in with cooler air moving in tomorrow. Warm for now, but much cooler weather is on the way. It'll be quite a cool down with statewide highs on Thursday in the 50s. In the meantime, temperatures will be well above average, especially in our southwestern counties where warm front is coming in. We'll have highs in the low to mid 80s. Rain chances will stay low for the next few days, except for a few light showers possible as that cold front arrives late tomorrow. On the map, heading into this afternoon, a warm front is moving into our southwestern counties with a low near the panhandles. That cooler high-pressure system is over the Intermountain states and heading our way. Looks like the cold front will dry out before getting here, but it will have a big impact on our temperatures. It's likely we won't see much precipitation for the rest of this week. All the rain is staying in the northwestern states. Fair and mild for the rest of today. A few clouds passing through. Might be a little bit breezy. Wind out of the southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Overnight, low pressure will form up in our western counties with that cooler air getting into the northern plains. As the low moves east early tomorrow, the cold front will drop into northwestern Kansas. 50s and 60s in that area with 70s in the southeastern counties. Cool high pressure is set to cover the whole state tomorrow night with gusty wind. By Thursday, it'll be a lot cooler, temperatures staying mostly in the 50s. This afternoon in our northwestern counties, we'll get mid to upper 70s with mid to upper 30s overnight. Low 70s northwest, and tonight we're in the mid to upper 40s. Low to mid 70s northeast and low 50s for the overnight hours. Low 80s southwest, upper 30s tonight. Mid to upper 70s in the south central counties. Tonight's lows in the mid to upper 40s. Upper 70s in the southeast, mid to upper 50s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.